Blackstone Audio presents The Conservative Case for Trump by Phyllis Schlafly, Ed Martin, and Brett M. Decker. This book is read by Pam Ward. Dedicated to our families and their future. Introduction. I'm saddened by what I see happening to our country. We're being humiliated, disrespected, and badly abused. Obama was a leftist experiment that has failed. We cannot afford 4 more years of this mess. Donald J. Trump. The revolution to take back America starts now. Donald Trump might seem an unlikely candidate to some, but he offers the American public something it's been yearning for. A choice, not an echo. A candidate not intimidated by political correctness or the liberal media. Donald Trump is our choice for president, not only because he can win. I remember Everett Dirksen's famous speech at the 1952 Republican Convention when he publicly taunted the kingmakers, "We followed you before and you led us down the path to defeat." But also because when you examine what he says and believes, you discover an American patriot with policies that will make America great again. I know that some well-meaning conservatives find Trump puzzling or even offensive, but I trust that this book, the culmination for me of more than 70 years of active involvement in Republican politics, might help sway them. My co-author Ed Martin brings his own expertise in politics, particularly in Missouri, as a former chief of staff to a Republican governor and as a former chairman of the Missouri Republican Party. My other co-author, Brett Decker, is an expert on foreign policy and trade, having worked for the Wall Street Journal in Hong Kong and at the Export-Import Bank, and as a conservative opinion maker as the former editorial page editor of the Washington Times. We believe that not only can Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in the general election, but that he could be the most conservative president we've had since Ronald Reagan. The stakes are unmistakably high. President Obama's effort to fundamentally transform America is on the brink of success, despite our having elected Republican majorities in both houses of Congress. The GOP has proven ineffectual at stopping Obama, who has thrown open the gates to illegal immigrants, emasculated our military, ruled by decree through presidential orders, waged the most extensive and extreme culture war in American history, to the point of dictating to the nation that men should be allowed into women's changing rooms, restrooms, and locker rooms, exploded the national debt to an eye-popping $20 trillion, and built a legacy of foreign policy disasters, from the rise of ISIS and the chaos of Libya and Syria to an emboldened China and Iran. What will Hillary Clinton do if elected president? She will
Sample complete. Ready to continue?